whenever we grow, and actually one of the manifestations when it grows in life is that grace grows with it, right? Whenever we come to a situation, you know, personal situation or interaction with members of body, with our family members, this grace will be manifested. Amen. So, yeah, praise the Lord. I really feel that, yes, may this, we can all grow in life. We can all grow in grace. That, of course, the source of grace is our dear God, the trying God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Also enjoy that grace is God not in doctrine but in our experience, for grace is God in Christ with all that he is for enjoyment. And I feel like a concept that I used to have was I would just pray to the Lord, like, Lord, I need more patience, I need more strength, I need, you know, all these things, but grace is not all these things that the Lord would give me outwardly or even inwardly, like fixing myself or anything, but really grace is just God given to us for our enjoyment. Because he is all these things that we need. You know, he is the reality of all these things. And I also really appreciate reading the mission statement this morning about how receiving Christ as the spirit of grace in our spirit is a lifelong, continuous matter, day by day. And so, you know, I really appreciate it. Like, it's lifelong, it's continuous, it's day by day. And so, you know, initially we were saved, but you know, us experiencing the Lord's grace does not stop there. But day by day, in any experience that we're going through, whether it's something joyous or something really, really difficult, the Lord is grace to us.
Amen.
And for us to really enjoy the Lord's grace, we need to be open to the Lord. Amen. So I just appreciate that. We can even pray the simple prayer like, Lord, I open my being to you. And just being open, the Lord is able to come in, and we can really enjoy him as grace.
Amen.
I really appreciate this one line from the Morning Revival, which is that the story of the New Testament is a story of grace. Actually, Amen. The whole New Testament Amen. Is a history of grace.
Yes.
But even more, we see that grace is the connecting line from Genesis 1:1 all the way to Revelation 22:21. Because in Genesis 1:1, we see in the beginning God. And so here is the one triune God. But then in Revelation 22:21, we see the grace of the Lord Jesus be with all the saints. And so in Revelation 22, we see the New Jerusalem. And the way that you get from the triune God to the New Jerusalem is through the enjoyment of grace.
Amen.
And so in Revelation, we see the enlarged God, we see the corporate God. And so by enjoying grace, this is what causes us to become the New Jerusalem. And I also enjoyed 1 Corinthians 15:10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am.
Amen.
So here, Paul didn't say, by Judaism or by such and such tribe, I am what I am. But he said, by the grace of God. And so this means that Paul was one who took grace as his identity. You could even say he was becoming a constitution of grace. Just as the Lord Jesus himself was full of grace and reality, he spoke words of grace. Paul, throughout his whole human living, he was becoming one who could say that his very identity was grace. Continuing on in this verse, it says, his grace unto me did not turn out to be in vain, but on the contrary, I labored more abundantly than all of them. Yet not I, but the grace of God which is in me. Amen. So in all of our human experiences, we need to ask ourselves, has grace increased in me? And so I feel like this has been my experience this term in the training, because the demand is very high, and your schedule is very busy, you're constantly doing things, but in everything that you're doing, you have a choice of whether you can do this by yourself or you can do this by enjoying grace. So I feel like my experience has really been in shepherding and in even prophesying in class, in serving. Am I doing this out of myself, or am I allowing the processing consummated God who indwells me to add himself more into me through this experience?
Am I
shepherding this student out of my own effort, out of my own natural love for them, or am I doing it by being one who enjoys grace?
Amen.
And so may we all just give ourselves to enjoy Christ in all things, that we would also become a constitution of grace.
Amen.
I didn't get a chance to share my enjoyment from the college training, but for those that attended the training, the title is called as in the days of Noah. And I remember the brothers talked about grace a lot and mentioned that grace is God himself. And Noah found favor in the sight of Jehovah, and Noah walked with God. And I wasn't expecting this because I would never associate the word Noah and grace together. Because whenever I think of Noah, I would think of him building the ark. But it was through this training that I realized that he wasn't just a person that built a random boat. But he was also someone that found grace and walked with God. He's a person that had a deep relationship with the Lord in a time where the world situation was not good, but he found grace in a difficult and critical situation.
Right.
So I really appreciate the story of Noah much more after this training. And we could be just like Noah and keep finding grace in the Lord in any kind of situation.
Amen.
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 That's right.
We know that grace is God himself through Christ Jesus, his son. And I really enjoy his sharing. And you know, in Christendom, I believe most Christians know that we all saved by grace, right? But they don't know, many, that this grace is a person.
Amen.
They don't know that this grace is a living person. Can get into us to be our likeness.
Yes.
Genesis 26:1-26. And in the Bible talks about to preach the gospel of grace. And this is what in Christianity is done. Everybody, I preach the gospel of grace, but we need to preach this person, which is grace himself.
Amen.
So you need to tell everyone, when you tell them about grace, and we've been saved by Lord Jesus, which is the gospel, you need to tell them also that this grace is a person, and we need to call this person. You need to receive this person. You know, we need to really share, because most Christians don't know about it. They only know that we've been saved by grace. Right? And we really need to not only speak, but to be a testimony to others, and they will see. Most Christians have the life and nature, but they don't have the living, which is Christ himself, the grace in our life. So we need to pray that the Lord will enlighten us when we share with somebody, you know, so they can see this grace as a person, a living person in us. You know, it is very touchable. It really touched me a lot to know that this grace is a living person, which is basically, when we preach the gospel of grace, we need it's along with the gospel of the kingdom. When we're preaching this living person, you know, we need to preach both together, the living of grace, the gospel of grace, which is a person, with the gospel of the kingdom together, which is the living of the person. Now, I appreciate this message and the sharing. It's God's mercy and love that we are here by grace.
Amen.
Amen. One verse I appreciated this week is John 1:14. It says, "And the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us."
Amen.
I think we're all familiar, but I like the end of it. It says, "Full of grace and reality."
Amen.
Right. So when Christ, or we could say when God came, right? Because Jesus is God. When God came to this earth, right? He incarnated. Picked up the flesh, became a man. He was full of grace and reality, right? And so, but God's plan was not just to come to this earth and to, you know, live among the inhabitants, right? Live among men. But actually, you see, in the New Testament, what happened was that he went through this process. We're all familiar with this process. He lived this human life. And eventually, he was crucified. He died. And then he resurrected, right? And so, this is part of his plan.
Amen.
His plan, or we could say, we read in the title, his economy, right? To dispense himself into man, Right? God wants to dispense himself into man so that he could gain his expression. And so this is what we see in the New Testament. It starts with the Gospels, the biographies of Christ. And then from there, you see the Lord has dispensed himself into man. He's gained a group of people to become his expression. And so the rest of the New Testament, what do you see? You just see the living out of grace.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Men who are being filled with God, enjoying God. And so the verse that Anna read, I really appreciate that. That's 1 Corinthians 15:10. Paul, not only his ministry, but even his living, right? Like she said, it was a constitution of grace. Paul enjoyed the Lord so much, and my prayer is that we would all enjoy the Lord.
Amen.
In the same way. We would be full of grace.
Amen.
Full of reality.
Amen.
Right? He said, by the grace of God, I am what I am.
Amen.
Right? And this grace is not just something given, right? It's not just something apart from God, but it's God himself. God having gone through the process to become our enjoyment, our life, and everything. And so he says, I labored more abundantly than all of them. That was his ministry. He labored, right? But he says, yet not I. But the grace, right? The grace. Okay. That means that there was someone living in Paul. This grace was ministering. Paul, when Paul went out, Paul was serving in this grace, right? He was serving with this person. Amen. He was living one life with the one who was full of grace and reality. And so for us today, John said that of his fullness we've all received, and grace upon grace. Since we need to continue receiving grace.
Amen.
Right? In the Greek translation, this grace upon grace, it really means grace instead of grace. Grace in place of grace. So it aligns perfectly with God's desire to dispense, to give more. More and more of himself into us. For our enjoyment.
Amen.
And so I appreciated the process that the Lord went through.
Yes.
And so for us today, the question is, having seen everything that the Lord done, everything that he went through so he can become our portion, are we enjoying grace?
Amen.
Are we receiving the abundance of grace?
Amen.
I'll end off with this. This is Revelation 22. This is the last verse in the Bible. The Bible closes with this verse. Right? The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with all the saints.
Amen.
Right? After seeing all the visions in Revelation, everything in the Bible, after learning so much, after being in the church life for so many years, we still need grace.
Yes.
We can't leave this matter of grace.
Amen.
So may we be enjoyers of grace.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
For your fullness we have received.
Amen.
Grace upon grace.
Amen.
Thank you, your incarnation.
Amen.
Thank you, your human living.
Amen.
Thank you, your crucifixion.
Amen.
Thank you, your resurrection and ascension.
Amen.
All the process is our grace.
Amen.
Saints, we still have a little time. Maybe we can just have a few more we can share, and then we will close. Amen. Anyone else would like to share? Take this opportunity. Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Amen.
Okay. I like didn't prepare because I don't meet here, but I was just considering like this whole time. A few weeks ago in Philadelphia, my home group meeting, we were actually talking about. We were fellowshipping about them, like the relationship between grace and suffering. We were like, why do we suffer so much? Like, why do all these terrible things happen to me? And like this one sister's testimony, her experience actually really touched me because she like bought some shoes on Amazon or something, and she got sent 2 pairs, so she had to return a pair. So she spent like an entire day, like she took work off. She like went to go try to return these shoes, and everywhere she went, for some reason, it didn't work out. And she was like really confused. So she just started praying to herself. Like there's this verse, you know, Lord, everything I commit to you, right, you will bless. But even though she prayed that way to herself, every time she went somewhere, everything she did, like they just kind of shut her down, and they were like so rude to her, and like basically like sent her all over town, like to try to get these shoes returned. And the end of the day, she couldn't do it. Like she just couldn't get the shoes returned. So she just had to bite. Like she just had to eat it. And she was just like, Lord, what was that? Like I prayed. I was like, Lord, you say in the Bible, right? Like if I entrust these things to you, you will bless it. But clearly that didn't happen because I have to pay for these shoes now. So like, what was going on? But then what she said she realized was that when she was spending time with the Lord and she was like before Him, she realized that actually the blessing that had been there was her experiencing God's grace. And she came before Him and she received more of Him infused into Him. And that was the blessing that she had received. And I feel like, and especially in my experience as a new Christian especially, you know, we think, oh, grace just means God is going to make everything right, right? And it's not just outwardly, but it's also like in our soul. When we experience grace, that's just going to be God making everything right. But no, actually, we can suffer. We can go through all these things. But what grace is God infused into us is in our enjoyment of God.
Amen.
When Paul was in a prison, he wasn't having a great time being in prison, right? He wasn't like, wow, this is great, you know? But instead, and probably in his soul, he was probably suffering too. He wasn't like, wow, like, I am suffering. But no, he was suffering, but still in his spirit, he was able to enjoy God's grace.
Amen.
That's what grace is.
Amen.
Recently, for those of you who know me really well, my favorite book in the Bible is Job. And for so long, I felt like I could relate a lot to Job's experience. My whole life, I felt like, oh, you know, all these terrible things have happened. So I can understand why Job is so upset. And Job's, you know, even he's trying to make his case to God. God, what gives? What is with all these things we experience? What is with all the suffering in our lives? I'm your son. What is going on here? But actually, what I appreciated, what I saw recently, was that at the end of the day, Job saw God. God appeared to Job in a whirlwind. And spoke to him and spoke about the beauty of his creation. And Job's response was just, amen, right?
Amen.
He was just like, amen, God, you are glorious, you are beautiful, and I repent of who I am. And so in that way, I was appreciating Job got to see God through his suffering, through his being outwardly, you know, torn. He saw God, and God was infused into him. And he gained a deeper understanding, a deeper intimacy of God and God's creation. And so that way, saints, I just was really encouraged and really impressed. We really hope that we see, you know, grace is not just everything being made right. Grace is not even our enjoying things in our soul. It's not enjoying God in our soul. We can still suffer in our soul. We can cry. We can be completely depressed. But if we experience God, that is our enjoyment there. Therein lies the enjoyment. God in our experience. God experienced by us and our seeing His majesty and His glory. That is grace.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I really enjoyed week 5, the last paragraph. It's related to Ephesians 2:8. It says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of yourselves, it is of the gift, it is the gift of God." So like when we were saved, right, like faith was imparted into us and then we believed, right? And and it's just like I feel like in our natural concept, it doesn't make sense, right, that like we believe in the Lord, we love the Lord and enjoy the Lord, but we haven't like seen the Lord Himself, right? And that's just like, it doesn't make sense according to our natural concept, but I just really enjoy that this is all not of ourselves, but it is from the grace imparted into us. And this is where this enjoyment comes from, that the Lord, you know, is our everything.
Amen.
Just from the training, there was a message on Elisha being a type of Christ in his ministry of grace and love.
Amen.
And so, actually, there's a part of this message. It talks about how Elisha died of an illness. And the thing is, in his ministry, he actually healed others miraculously. But he himself was not healed in this way. And the same is with Paul. And the outline says, Paul and his co-workers were under the discipline of the inner life in that time of suffering rather than under the power of the outward gift. The former is a matter of grace in life. The latter is a matter of gift in power, miraculous power. And so I think, like Peter shared, on our sufferings, we experience God as grace. And even Paul says that the Lord said to him, "My grace is sufficient for you."
Amen.
And so, you know, we don't have to wait for times of suffering. Day by day, we can experience God as grace. And this grace is a supply to us. This grace is God dispensed into us. And this becomes our supply for those times when we really need to touch the Lord as grace. And this grace is sufficient for us.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for talking about grace today and elevating my understanding of grace today. I come from another church, no training experience whatsoever. So, but I was thinking when you guys were talking just about like grace. So, so grace in isolation, when I think about grace before, like when talking to non-Christians, grace is something like freely given, like undeserved, like if you get a grace period where if you do something wrong or if something happens, then that can be absolved. But then you elevate that because you're like, when you're talking to Christians, grace means a little bit more. Like it's the process God, the triune God in us. It's the person of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then you just keep thinking about that, like how, like what the brother shared. How can we know the person of Jesus if we can't see him? We weren't around during the time where he came on, lived on earth, he died, was crucified, resurrected. So how do we know this grace? And so then you can't just think about grace in isolation. It's one of the processes you think about with the other many processes that God gives us on our time on earth to become the inner man. So that includes like grace through faith, that we can understand Jesus, because how can we understand this person of Jesus in us if we don't see him? But it's through faith.
Amen.
And faith was defined as like the substantiation of things not seen.
Amen.
And then in Hebrews 11, I like the definition. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. So you see that substantiation. You see that we can't see Jesus, but he's still becoming a person to us day by day. This is one of the processes. We can't just think of grace by itself.
That's right.
We get grace through faith. And then grace also comes with riches too, like it was mentioned. I forget what the things were, but just like life, the divinity of Jesus too. And then those things are also being imparted with us through riches too.
Amen.
And then through that, we have the power of God too. And through all these power, and with the power of the Spirit indwelling in us, we can all understand God's love too.
Amen.
So it is through this grace, through the faith, through everything God is doing in us, that we're being built up. We're being built up as the church, and then we're being built up as His living presence on earth.
Amen. And
yeah, can we continue to elevate our understanding of grace and to really receive the person of Jesus in us?
Amen.
Day by day and moment by moment.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Very quickly, just follow up, brother. We need to receive grace. This week, I really enjoyed that. You know, God has went through a process. And this process, so that, right, he can dispense himself into us for our enjoyment. This is what grace is. But we need to enjoy it. And to enjoy it, we need to exercise our faith. I was very touched by that. Because in some circumstances, in our natural man, we simply cannot take this grace. We need to be supplied. We need to be strengthened so that we can enjoy grace by receiving grace. It is not easy to receive grace. We like to do many things, solve many problems by ourselves. But right, when we receive grace, it requires us to stop.
Right.
Right? It requires us to open to the Lord. The trainees are here, some graduates. I remember when I was in the training, we had this some situations, right? And it's very hard to enjoy grace at that time. When we realize what grace is, actually grace can be enjoyed by us in any kind of circumstance.
Yes.
The surpassing power of grace means there's no limitation.
Yes, right.
Riches, the surpassing grace. But anyways, in the training, we have this, not a slogan, but we like to remind each other. Hey, James, how you doing, brother? Doing good?
Good.
Now you should be saying, brother, I'm simply enjoying grace. It's okay. Now you know. Just don't say it like, oh, yeah, that's the right thing to say. But anyways, brothers and sisters, how are we doing? It's not really a matter of, how much we can do, how things are going well for us. We had a promotion. I don't know. We found a good job. My friends are doing, my kids are doing well. I had a great day. And it is also not how bad our situation is. People are getting sick, cannot find a job. We don't know what's our future. How shall we retire and spend the rest of our days? But saints, it's whether or not we can receive grace in any kind of situation. Paul was such a person. He was a constitution of grace. Not right? And I share. Not because his situation was doing well. Not because his situation was doing bad either. But because he knows this person who is grace in him.
Amen.
He has been receiving this grace.
Amen.
He knows what grace is. May we know this grace.
Amen.
Know this grace in any kind of situation.
Amen.
And grace can be dispensed, right? God can be dispensed into us in the places, in the beings, of our parts of our being that He has never touched before. And then He's filling us, enabling us to do what we cannot do.
Amen.
Simply by enjoying this grace. Enjoying grace doesn't mean you're happy all the time. But I can assure you, if you truly enjoy grace, you will have peace.
Yes.
Not just happiness. In fact, excuse me, not peace. You will have joy. Joy in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This is the fruits of the Spirit, right?
Amen.
As we enjoy the Lord. You are at peace because you know grace is being dispensed into you.
Amen.
God is increasing in you. That is our only assurance today.
Amen.
Not anything outward, but this grace will enable us to go on.
Amen.
And this grace enables us to do what we cannot do. For what? That we can boast. Well, we are so powerful. We can share a testimony in the meeting. Oh, those are great. Don't get me wrong, right? But no, that's not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal... to know grace in the context of God's economy in the New Testament and its tremendous significance is so that God can enable us to do what we cannot do for His purpose.
Amen.
Are we enjoying grace? Should. And we will issue in the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Did you know that? Our sufferings, our experiences, whatever the Lord has arranged for us, if we take grace, the result is that the body can be built up. Our enjoyment of grace is to me for you.
Amen.
This is what God is after today. Excuse me. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for grace.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What a wonderful name.
Amen.
Grace.
Amen.
Every day you see grace, you should be reminded, Scott.
Yes.
Oh, grace is flowing.
Amen.
In any kind of situations, I can take grace.
Amen.
May the Lord have mercy on us.
Amen.
We'll be those who will be receiving grace.
Amen.
Not do anything out of ourselves, but even in our church life, our services, oh, especially in our church life.
Amen.
In our coordinations, and especially in our daily living as well. We'll be grace man.
Amen.
God can be expressed.
Amen.
Brother James, how are you doing?
I'm enjoying grace.
Yeah. By faith, yeah. I'm taking grace.
Amen.
I cannot do anything, but God is doing it in me through grace.
Amen.
For His purpose.
Amen.
May the Lord gain His building in all of us.
Amen.
Amen. So how about that? Now let's pray, and then we'll end. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We are the object of your grace.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, the grace of the Lord.
Amen.
The love of God.
Amen.
The fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
With all the time.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for grace.
Amen.
Thank you for coming to us.
Amen.
See, we can enjoy you as great.
Amen.
We're enjoying all that you are as great.
Amen.
We're just experiencing you as grace.
Amen.
And grace is nothing less than God Himself.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord Jesus, for grace.
Amen.
Oh, thank you. We can stand and boast and continue in this grace.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Well, thank you for your speaking.
Amen.
Thank you for this grace.
Amen.
Oh, thank you. You are the only reality of grace.
Amen.
Thank you that this reality lives in us.
Amen.
We can eat you every day through your word.
Amen.
That's the real grace.
Amen.
Thank you for your love and mercy.
Amen.
I love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. You're
not
mercy.
Amen.
You understand and know and experience more about this grace.
Amen.
So, therefore, let us come forward with boldness.
Amen.
The throne of grace.
Amen.
Receive mercy and find grace for timely help.
Amen.
Lift up.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, you are the grace.
Amen.
Moving and living in us.
Amen.
Oh, give the new week to you.
Amen.
Every day we want to enjoy you as the grace.
Amen.
Your dispensation.
Amen.
All your riches.
Amen.
Every situation.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God's grace. Brother, sister, this week is our district's responsibility to bring up. So last time it's
sorry, can you speak up?
Last time is detail to recommend. So this time we will be P14 to recommend. Yeah, including the three halls and the entrance and the hallway. So normally we need 5 person to assist them to do the document. So could you please hand up your hand in the P14 to document the floor?
Vacuum.
Vacuum. 5 person. Could you please hand up your hand to 5 person to assist them document in 14? Okay. Okay,
it's okay.
One more.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah,
the vacuum machine always in the front desk.
Amen.
Regarding the P13, this week will responsibility for the children's bathroom and children's kitchen racket and other children's room. P12 will be responsibility to the bathroom and the front desk arrangement and watering the flower. So all the bathroom cleaning up, including 4 items, including the toilet, garbage, and the clean up the floor and the counter and the countertop. So yeah, that's all.
Amen.
The sheet three good.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Arrangement.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I think your sister Emily also posted on the Gumi.
And the Gumi.
If you forget, you can check.
Hi,
brother.
Okay. We basically
Oh, you do, brother James?
Huh? Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah. I'm enjoying grace.
You're supposed to be enjoying grace.
It occurred to me you were asking me that question. Yes, I'm enjoying grace. Yesterday, you had a few activities.
Yeah, so if you want to get